The Muslim month of Ramadan ended in northeastern Nigeria with a string of suicide bombings that killed at least 65 people. Many of the bombers were women or young girls believed to have been recruited by Boko Haram. Today, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari comes to Washington, D.C. for a meeting with President Obama. Buhari was elected last May on a mandate to change course to confront Boko Haram and to end the abuses of Nigerians at the hands of the powerful Nigerian military. Buhari has made little concrete progress on those goals and in recent weeks has been seen to be losing ground. Alexis Okewo is a freelance journalist who covers Nigeria and is in the U.S. while President Buhari meets with U.S. officials.
Ever since President Buhari was inaugurated, violence by Boko Haram has steadily increased. Just since early June, hundreds of people have been killed. You know, the general view that President Buhari would be the one to take action against Boko Haram and bring about a soon end to this war. But that hasn't happened. He hasn't appointed a lot of cabinet ministers. There's no minister of defense. He said that he wants to restart a regional military force to fight Boko Haram again, but that hasn't happened either. So a lot of people are scratching their heads and wondering, what is his plan?
Would President Buhari be asking President Obama for assistance in any of these initiatives?
I think he will. And Obama has already promised increased assistance. They said they're going to send more military advisors and provide more aid. The question is, to what end is that aid and those advisors going to be used to? There's a lot of question marks surrounding the next phase of this war. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, Boko Haram attacks are happening nearly every day.
Is it believed that Boko Haram is behind the violence that ended Ramadan last week?
It is, it's also believed that Boko Haram is again using young female bombers, and which is, incredibly disturbing, especially combined with the fact that none of the schoolgirls from last year have been recovered by the military.
This attack on women in Nigeria seems to be unique in this jihadist world. How can this? How can they sustain this? And particularly the suicide bombers being women, that suggests a kind of radicalization we haven't even seen with ISIS.
That's true. There has been a war on girls who are attending school, which is against what Boko Haram believes, and also there's believed a war on people who voted in the election, who voted for Buhari, who went out and exercised their votes. There was a big turnout in the Northeast, and it's now believed that Boko Haram is executing a campaign of revenge after a period in the spring when there was some relative peace because neighboring armies from Chad, Niger, and Cameroon had succeeded in pushing out and killing a lot of Boko Haram militants. And now, unfortunately, it seems that a lot of those gains have been eroded.
Under the previous regime, the sense in the north of Nigeria was that the government was feared just as much as Boko Haram. President Buhari wants to change that. Is that an explanation for why it's been so difficult for him to appoint a defense minister and an interior minister, that he really doesn't know who to trust at this point?
Yeah, that could be playing a factor. For example, Amnesty International released a report not too long ago accusing 9 military generals of human rights abuses. President Buhari hasn't said much about that, but he did say he's received the report. He also fired the heads of the army, and he did appoint a new chief who is from the northeastern region. I think there are a lot of concerns about who he can trust, who is honest, who's not corrupt, and who can really lead the military in a new direction where it won't be terrorizing civilians and where it would also be protecting and equipping soldiers with what they need on the ground. It's not an easy task at all. And so in a way, it does make sense that he's taking his time with it. It's just Nigerians are worried he's taking too much time as, the war against Boko Haram only worsens.
Freelance journalist Alexis Okewo reporting on Nigeria and the visit by Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari in Washington, D.C. Alexis, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.